This podcast is a Radio Mike original production. Head to radiomike.com.au to find out more. Hello, owls, cats, or toads, and welcome to Harry Potter and the Boys, a fan fiction podcast by me, Radio Mike, Owl Post Edition, second ever Owl Post Edition, which is maybe going to become a regular recurring segment when I don't do the Owl Post in the main episode and read out emails on this show and do a little bit of extra stuff once a week. They're supposed to go up on Fridays, but I was really busy this week, so this one's going up on a Sunday. Hope you enjoy it. Before we start, I did want to make one quick thing announced. I just wanted to say one thing at the top of the podcast. I now have a Patreon, patreon.com/radiomike. Patreon is where fans and listeners and viewers of things can support creators by donating small amounts of money per month. I already have 10 people who have subscribed, which is so awesome. It is going to really help me and really help just to pay the costs associated with having a podcast like this. It costs me about $60 a month to host all of my content, including Harry Potter and the Boys Online. I've now covered that, but any money you would like to give, or you can just donate a one-off donation. If you like any of my content or this podcast, help keep it running. paypal.me/itsradiomike. You can send money to there, or patreon.com. You don't have to send money. You don't have to do any of that stuff. You don't have to check out any of my other stuff. But I just wanted to plug it at the top. If you do feel like donating, that'd be really appreciated. So yeah, also just the time costs of doing this, getting the videos edited and exported and cutting everything up, uploading it, all of that stuff takes time, plus arranging the guests, there's a bit of producing involved with that. So yeah, all those little things just take a bit of time, there's a time cost, it'd be good to just recuperate some of the costs, but I'm glad you're all enjoying it, no stress if you can't. One-off donation or regular Patreon donation would be awesome. Today we have a bit of our post, and at the end of this pod, I'm going to talk about something really, really cool that I went to see on Friday night, which was a really cool musical parody of Harry Potter, a live musical parody, which was called Voldemort and the Teenage Hogwarts Musical Parody. I was invited along to see it at a place called Theatre Works in St Kilda here in Melbourne. And I don't think it's part of the comedy festival, but it's running like a lot of nights over the next few weeks. So if you're a fan of Harry Potter and you want to see some, like, this is a Harry Potter fan fiction podcast, this musical, which I will talk about after the Owl Post, is absolutely, I guess, in the category of Harry Potter fan fiction. By the way, I'm talking a little bit quieter than I normally would because my housemate is sick and she's in bed. So I'm trying to be relatively quiet. But yeah, at the end of this, I will talk a lot about this really fun play. A couple of things from the Owl Post. Christopher McRae sent in an owl this week. Just a general feedback one. He said, loving Harry Potter and the Boys. FYI, big fan of having the Owl Post section separate whenever the main show has a guest. I enjoyed getting this week's extra little snippet. Keep up the good work. Thank you very much, Christopher McRae. M sent in an owl. M says, I know it's kind of a hot topic and you don't really talk about it on Harry Potter and the Boys, but it would be kind of funny if you stopped saying J.K. Rowling and just said Shakira when referring to the author. And then she just sent a link to a photoshopped picture of Rupert Grint and Emma Watson with Shakira in the middle. And I believe in real life it would have been J.K. Rowling, but they've photoshopped her into Shakira, which is pretty funny. Thank you for sending that in, M. And as always, we must chat the Battle of the Amys, the two Amys of the show. Amy with an AI, who is the official correspondent of the podcast. And of course, Amy with an AMY, who is the foreign correspondent of the podcast. Let's go with the second Amy first, because that's the one I have in front of me right now. I mentioned at the start of last week's episode that I was really, really just busy and frantic last week, which I was. So Amy starts her email as such. Hey, Mike. Hope things have calmed down for you a bit this week. Some outstanding sentences on this week's ep. Now, I believe we are still reading posts from the episode that Tom and Ollie did, which was where the boys went into the Pensieve and viewed a memory of Hermione's. Some outstanding sentences on this ep. A-plus writing. Particularly loved the man who may be Boris. So in that episode, the guy, one of the characters, the long-haired man, was we believe his name is Boris because Mr. Charger is referring to him as Boris, but the author makes it very clear that we assume his name is Boris. It may not be Boris, so I'm glad you like that, Amy. Harry's backstory was actually a wonderful twist, unlike last week's. Now, the wonderful twist is that Harry is so stupid in the present day because he was hit with a memory charm, and last week's twist that she is referring to is when Professor Oak died at the end of the chapter, Professor Oak from the Pokemon franchise. I'm so excited to see what happens next. A minor correction that it was Gregory Goyle that died in the Room of Requirement, not Crabbe. I really wish we had seen more of the Hufflepuff common room and characters in the book. Well, I'll just talk about that. So I was kind of confused about this because I replied to her, and I'm not sure what I said in that podcast about Crabbe and Goyle dying, but I am almost certain, and I did clarify this with Amy, that in the book, Crabbe dies in the Room of Requirement in the seventh book, but in the movies, because the actor who plays Crabbe, Jamie Waylett, was arrested on drug charges, he wasn't in the film. So instead of Crabbe dying in the film, Goyle died. Amy did respond to my email about that, and she said, "You're absolutely correct with the book versus movie difference there. I've just realized, and this came up while you were discussing the last few chapters of book 7, but was part of the favorite book and movie question, so I assume you meant the book, but I'm probably being overly nitpicky. Loved the separate owl post ep. Nice to hear the meme explained in such detail." Thank you for that one, Amy. And on the meme that was talked about on last week's episode, I apologize, I cannot remember who sent this in to me, but someone sent me an Instagram DM, Al, saying that me describing the meme in great detail reminded them of the Fred Bassett segment that Hamish used to do on Hamish and Andy, which was unintentional, but I'm glad it did. Just finishing Amy's original email, "I really wish we had seen more of the Hufflepuff common room and characters in the books and movie. It sounds like a magical place full of plants and food and cozy spaces. Hufflepuff has absolutely been done dirty in the books, including my book. There are some wonderful Hufflepuff characters. I would have loved to see more of Tonks. She was brave, hardworking, loyal, and definitely not just miscellaneous nice guy that you seem to think Hufflepuff is. Cheers, Amy." Thank you for your email, Amy. Hufflepuff, as we know, is the idiot house, and I will not renege on that. I think Hufflepuffs are silly. No, joking. If you're in Hufflepuff, you're all right. Amy, the official correspondent of the show, A-I-M-E-E, one of the E's has the weird accent apostrophe. She said, "Hey, Mike, so refreshing to have guests this week who had read the books and know them well. I'm glad that someone finally said it. Book 5 is the worst. We have to deal with Harry being an angry, angsty teenager for the whole thing. I like to think of it as Harry Potter and the year he should have listened to Hermione, because everything she says is right." So, wow, lots of hatred there from Amy about book 5. And book 5 definitely is just, it's a very big book. Lots happens in that book. A couple of things to clear up. The theory about Harry dying for others and protecting them is correct. Voldemort's spells don't work on them in the same way that Harry can't be killed by him because he's protected by his mother's love. I reread the books yearly, and it took me ages to understand that fully, which is interesting because it suggests that there's like some deeper meaning stuff deep down in the writing of the Harry Potter books that some people don't pick up unless they've read them as many times as Amy. So I should give them a read again. And this is a good little tidbit. It's a lightning bolt scar that Harry has because a lightning bolt shape is the wand movement done for Avada Kedavra. Now that is very interesting. So when you do Avada Kedavra, apparently you do it in a lightning bolt shape. However, when I think of the movies, they definitely don't. They literally just aim their wand and say the curse. But I guess, like, you know, whatever, in the Harry Potter lore, that's thing. Tickling the pear is to get to the kitchens, not the Hufflepuff common room. So I think it was Tom or Ollie who said that tickling the pear is how you get into the Hufflepuff common room. Corrected by Amy. Well done, Amy. That common room is in the same direction from the entrance hall as the kitchens, but it's not, it's the only house common room we don't see in the books. I actually don't remember seeing the Ravenclaw common room. When do we see the Ravenclaw common room, Amy? That'd be nice to know. Hope you have a less flustered week. This chapter was very intriguing and actually cleared up why Harry is an idiotus, a magical idiot in brackets, which is a term from earlier in my book. Thanks, Amy, official correspondent of Harry Potter and the Boys, the original and best. Some really great outposts this week, so thank you so much, guys. So I would love to chat very quickly about Voldemort and the Teenage Hogwarts musical parody. As I said, I was invited to go along to this, so I didn't pay for tickets. So I went with me and a guest at Theatre Works in St. Kilda here in Melbourne. And I'm not 100% sure if this is like, I don't think it's like an, and this was so much fun. It is this super funny musical that centers around Voldemort at Hogwarts. And it is, Voldemort is this, it's a very campy, sort of in the same vein as my fan fiction. It just like sort of takes the piss a bit about the entire magical world of Harry Potter. There are a bunch of legacy characters that pop up in it. Obviously, Voldemort is the main character. Dumbledore is a character in it. Hagrid is a character in it. And Hagrid, definitely, whoever was playing Hagrid, absolute standout for me. He did such a good job capturing Hagrid. And like the recurring joke in the thing is that Hagrid is obsessed with motorcycles. And he just always wants to talk about motorcycles. But also, Hagrid definitely has, like, I guess to use a musical analogy, the Hagrid character in this musical has the defying gravity, you know, to use a Wicked analogy, that big, amazing, heart-wrenching, not heart-wrenching, but just, like, powerful song. Really funny. Dumbledore's character is great. He does a rap. Dumbledore rapping was really funny. Some really cool special effects, considering it's like, it must be a pretty, like a reasonably low budget little musical. And the other thing that was awesome about it is it's, the stage is like a circle stage, as opposed to like, you're all sitting in front of the stage watching, you're sitting around the stage watching. So they're performing to like four different directions, essentially. And all of like the blocking and all of the choreography is designed so that they're facing different areas and you also sit in houses. Funnily enough, I was sitting in Hufflepuff. Ugh. And definitely in this musical as well, the running joke of Hufflepuff being the idiot house is a huge part of it as well. The songs are great. The singing is great. The harmony was great. It was honestly a ton of fun to just watch this and just this comedy musical. Voldemort as a character was great. It's all parody. Like it really shows his determination to become the evil wizard that he ended up becoming, and his love of like violence and death and all of those things. They actually wrote in the email they sent me, because you know I'm talking about it, and they said, TheatreWorks has been advised to include the following statement with all media for this production. Voldemort and the Teenage Hogwarts musical parody is not authorized, sanctioned, licensed or endorsed by J.K. Rowling, Warner Brothers, or any person or company associated with the Harry Potter books, film, or play. So I feel like that's also another part of this show, which is that the opening song is a song basically talking about how this is a parody and we hope we don't get sued and stuff like that. I think the musical was originally written by like some comedians in America, and it's kind of slowly moved its way through the world. But it is cool. Like there's a few smaller references in it that like hardcore fans would pick up. I can't remember what it was, but there was one thing that someone says to Voldemort, and then Voldemort goes, "Oh, I'll remember that for later." And it was one of the plot points of Harry Potter, like one of the things that Voldemort does in Harry Potter or something. So I thought that was pretty cool. But yeah, the whole thing is like this great camp comedy musical play kind of thing that just works so well, like really young performers. And I would definitely, if you're a fan of this or Harry Potter in general, like just go see it, grab a ticket. It definitely wouldn't be that expensive. It's a really nice little theater, some great young performers there. And I had an absolute blast of a night going to it. Oh, and Moaning Myrtle is another character that's in it. Like it's really cool. And the main thing about it that I liked is that it made me just really want like this, a prequel Harry Potter TV series about Voldemort's time at Hogwarts, because you could have Voldemort, you can have Moaning Myrtle, you can have Hagrid, you can have Dumbledore, and you can tell like a really cool story, and you can like watch Tom Riddle's descent into becoming Voldemort. And that was like kind of what this musical was. Obviously it was a parody musical, so it was like a comedy, but if you did it seriously, I think it could be a great story. So I really implore you to go and see this. I think you can go to theatreworks.org.au and grab tickets, but if you just type in Voldemort musical Melbourne, I'm positive it will come up like immediately. So please go and see that. That is all for this little bonus ep. What I will say is, if you can check out my other podcast, 20th Century Boy, this week is our 100th episode, and I'm going to have a bunch of bonus content up for that. So please go and subscribe to that and check out a few episodes. All the Harry Potter and the Boys podcasts go up in full on my YouTube channel. We hit over 1,000 subscribers last week, which is awesome. I can start monetizing that channel, which is just another way for me to recoup costs, but there's also a bunch of videos that go up there every week, so please go and check that out. And the Patreon, as I plugged at the start, patreon.com/radiomike. Thank you so much for listening, and I can't wait for the next episode of this podcast on Wednesday. See you then.